kuvele nxa kuyikuthi kuvele kulaba khokheli abathathu bekunganani ukuthi baqale bahlale balungiseke umncwabo okababa uTsvangirai andibana bezaqala ukuthi bakhulumisane ngalokho okwenzakalayo so imbuzo nale eyabibuzwa ngabantu ukuthi kuyabamangalisa ke njengoba nishilo ukuthi angake ngazi ukuthi okuyikho kungabe kufucile ekhaya ukuthi kwenzakale khona okokuyini kodwa imbuzo ebuzwa ngabantu ukuthi
kodwa akuqalisanga kathesi akuqalisanga kathesi ngokubhubha kwamnumzana uTsvangirai bekuvele kukhona esagula indaba lawo busesekhona ekhaya indaba kungahlaliswananga yayibizwa imhlangano siza ukuthi abanye abahambanga indaba lalingahlalisanani khonapho liyenze okumele kwenze
wena ukuhlalisana kube vele kuprocess ngoba bekuhlalwa kungahlalwa abanye babekhona abanye wabi khona kuvele kunjalo ke emhlanganweni njalo futhi ungakhohlwa ukuthi esintwini sakithi nxa kuvele umuntu omdala ephathekile kuba leyezi elimnyama elingabe liphambanisa abantu ukuthi basebenze ngendlela ebondileyo lathi bese kukhangela ke ngaleyo ndlela ukuthi okuqakatheke kufanele sikhale kakhulu ke ngumkhuhlani okhona ukuthi sikhangela ukuthi sibe lomthandazo ukuthi ubaba uTsvangirai ngasila sibe laye ngokunjalo so mbona ngani ke lanxa ukuthi kade sisehluleka umbe kade sizama ukuthi sikhulumisane ukuthi silungisise lokho okade kuncane kungazwisana okuncane bekuyisikhathi nje esakhona ukuthi sikwenze lokho kodwa ke okukhunywa abantu ukuthi lanxa kade kukhona ukungazwisani kuhle kodwa ngenxa sokubhubhe ubaba lapha ekhaya kufanele sifake amakhanda ndawonye singaze saba leminye imicabango engayisiyo leyo ekhangeleke umsebenzi omkhulu ongangalo
Yeah, kodwa ungasupporta board nje switchaya khona ekhaleni mnumzana baby are you saying you are not agreeing with what's happening back home
well
within the MTCT
before I get the facts from whoever was involved in that an arrangement I will never just say I don't agree I have to interrogate what happened back at home and I have to gather my facts so that I can give a comprehensive response
but honorable
I agree or I don't agree
but honorable Bebe you know exactly what happened and we have honorable Kumalo on the other line she was in that meeting they picked Nelson Chamisa today so what you know is exactly what happened Nelson Chamisa is now the acting president of your party for the next 1 year, 12 months. There's no conjecture, there's no hearsay. What you hear is what happened.
What happened, I am talking today, I'm talking from Turkey. And whatever I have heard, I only heard it over the social media. There was no official communication that I can bravely say this is exactly what happened. So the social media will bring a version and the other, you know, a story that you see brings a different version and the other brings a different
version.
Unless you speak to those people that were directly involved, then you'll be able to say this is exactly what happened. Otherwise, me saying what I've read on the social media can make me judge or be a judge on what happened today. It will be a bit unfair. It will actually be worsening the situation that is already on the public domain. That the public in general has got either mixed feeling or most of the people that I saw them comment, they were actually condemning what happened. So it's not for me to condemn. It is the social media, the same social media that I read from that is condemning what happened. Mm-hmm. So therefore, because I'm reading things from the social media, I cannot safely say either I agree or I disagree with what happened.
Okay.
Unless if I'm basing on what I've read on the social media.
Okay.
If it's up to according to what I've read on the social media, there's mixed feeling, and with those mixed feeling, I have a question mark on whatever happened today.
It would have been interesting to hear from Tabitha Kumalo, but understand she is gone, and she was understand she wanted to say something. We really needed her because she's actually of the view that what was done
was
to choose Mr. Chamisa.
Yes,
yeah, that she would have given us.
On that note, Star would like to welcome all our viewers back again on Facebook, on all our Facebook platforms. We did cut off after an hour, but we are now back live streaming. We're still talking about the legacy of the late Richard Morgan Tsvangirai. Saka tokuchingamidza ivese vari pama Facebook platforms edu. Taurai madamburi tirikukuonai muri kuti hai pindai muchirongwa uye zvenyorai zvamuri kuda kunyora. Regai tidzokere kuna mutunga wambofunza vabebe panyaya yezviri kuitika mapisha pisha ari mu MDC. Asi tirikunzwa vanhu vese vari kutaura zvakasiyana siyana. Iwo uri kuona sei zviri kuitika izvi?
Mavhiti nonzi vana mafira kureva sekutaura kwangu. Zviri kuitika bowa bowa iri riri kuitika mu MDC harina kunaka for the party. Sekutaura kwangu takatarisana nesarudzo. Sarudzo dziri kuuya mumwedzi mishoma iri kutevera. Saka kurwisana kwese uku handioni kuchibatsira MDCT, handioni kuchibatsira ma opposition forces, handioni kuchibatsira vanhu vari kukurudzira ishanduko munyika. Vanga vakatarisira kumapato anopikisa kuti ange achigona kuwina sarudzo idzi, nekuti nekurwisana kuripo uku kuri kupa mukana kubato rezanu PF kuti ringe richigona kuwina. Handizi kuti richawina bato rezanu PF, asi kurwisana kuri kuitika uku kuri kupa zanu PF mukana.
Iwe unoita zvevechidiki, uri kuona vechidiki vachizokwanisa here kunyatsobatanidza bato irori? Nekuti tinoona kuti vachamisa vanenge vakanyanyorereka uyezve vari kutsigirwa nyanya nevechidiki mubato. Tuendowo kuna vakupe vane vavo, kuna vamudzuri vane vavo, asi vechidiki vangatore danho ripi kuti vabatanidze sangano irori kana bato reMDC?
Zvandiri kuona pasocial media uyezve pamainteractions angu nevechidiki, zvikuru sei veMDC t pamwe chete nevamwe vakazvimirira voga, vari kudawo kuti vatungamiri vebato iri vange vachitaurirana vapedze bowa bowa iri. Asi pavanhu vakaungana kuHarvest House nezuro uyezve vamwe vakarara ipapo, vamwe vanga varipo nhasi, zvandaona ndaona vechidiki vakawanda. Hamene kuti vanga vauya kuzochemera vatsvangira ipapo kana kuti vanga vauya kuna vachamisa. Asi semaonero angu ameno, Chamisa is a youthful person, he's only 40, I think he has a following among young people.
Yangingangenela khonapho mtungameli ingakubamba umlomo khapha ikho lami besikhuluma lo munye wakho u Blessing Zulu belapha ngicho njalo ngathi kodwa nxa sikhangela umhlangano we National Council obukhona sizwa kuthi abe bebaningi abantu ade bebuyile kakhulu okungaba yi 3 quarters kodwa wathi hayi sinanzelele ngoba abanye bangaya bangayimfleta ama-numbers ukuthi bekhanye ingani balosekelo olukhulu. Njalo nxa sikhangela eminye edluleyo engabhubha umnumzana Tsvangirai kumbe binge-standing committee kwaba le-11 atho 15 leminye nje, kuyagcizelela yini ukuthi engabe losekelo oluningi kumbe hhayi abantu nje babuye ukuzobona ukuthi kwenzakalani njengoba umnumzana Monsor ebuyile waphinda waphuma?
Yikho engutsheyo khona kumamhlanga ukuthi ngibe kwazi ukuthi abasakhulayo laba bebelande ukuzokhala ubaba uTsvangira e-White House kumbe bebelande ukuzobona uChamisa ephakanyiswa siba ngumongameli webandla ngeke ngitsho. Kodwa engikubonayo kwabanye abasekeli be-MDC abasakhula MDCT bakhanya bekuhlangothi lukaChamisa kangena kubo-Facebook lapha baningi abathi asilandaba lomudzuri, asilandaba lomakhupe, sifuna uChamisa. Kodwa bakhona njalo abanye abasakhulayo labo badabukene phakathi kwe-MDC khonapho, umakhupu labakhe, ubaba umdzuri ulabakhe.
Ye, labanye njalo bathi umnumzana Chamisa ukuphangisele lokho. Ngingakhangela kathesi kuFacebook silobekezela madumo fuzwayo uthi a moching this is said for MDCT is another split. Uthi there was absolutely no need to rush the appointment of Honorable Nelson Chamisa. Things could have waited until after the morning of Tsvangirai. Uyazikhulumela ke la umbono wakhe. Ulinda Madubeko Moyo uthi what he said, lost, rest in peace, lo Imbizo Forum lo Milton Singo labo balalele nje bangcoma umoyi ngizwakuthatha silo kwasazana Thabita Khumalo ecingweni kodwa uthi yena uzakhuluma kafuna ukukhuluma ngokulwisana kukhanya unkosazana Thabita ufuna ukuthuzena seza sikhulumela kufunayo yebo ke siyakwamukela ecingweni nkosazana Khumalo njalo ungasitshela ukuthi kuyini lokho kokuchisa obufuna ukukhuluma ngakho
Sandekile angikhuluma into engiyifunayo ngikhuluma into esephathini yami eyiyo i-ideology yangkhona njalo anzange
ngiyibonile
ngakulikwa
yesiyezwamhlonitsha
esephathini yethu sikondiswa isisekelo esikhona wena unje kulapha emsebenzini wakho awusoze ukuthi uthi ufika kusasa ubucele khiphi i-desk yakho bengakutshelanga uthi ugijime yobe studio ukuthi bantu bomhlaba ngigijele i-desk
hayi ngalwa sibi
Ukuthi ngabe ukuthi uhambe ukule kutudiyo. Baso tifora molo akona. Ila ma channels umele liwalandele. Nga ulento okukhubile umele uyilandele. Ungene ngofisi ngani ukuphuma kulana ngene kulana uphume. Mina engikuchoyo angizange ukuthi akula kuphikisana. Engikuchoyo ukuthi njengebandla le MDC ke lika baba uTsangirai, silesi sekelo sombuso. Lenza ngazani singabantu abangukuphuma ezindlini zethu, sithithi siyemsebenzini, sicabukise sihambe ebhenki.
Yebo,
njengebandla le MDC sibe lomhlangano we-standing committee ngolwesibili. Akula muntu phakathi kwethu sonke lani bosandekile elikwaziyo ukuthi ngiyakufanini. Abantu ke babuza kufa uzakuthi izolo. Bese vele umhlangano siwufakile, umhlangano lo owestanding committee lapho esivumelene khona labo SGO Mozo labona lapho. Lapho ubaba uBebe khona afake iapology ukuthi usetake. Savumelana ukuthi mele sihambe kunisa council ngoba kulokungazwana nokukhona. Njengoba kukhona asanelisi ukuthi senzeni thina sibucubungule. Ngoba kasilamandla wona lawo. Abalamandla nalawa yinational executive yinational council.
Yeah, ngicela ukubamba umlomo.
Ngiba kustudio 7 ngithi ngize mbula amakwapa. Sasikhulumeni ngokuthi ubaba ubhubhile iZimbabwe iyatsha, abantu baZimbabwe bathele nzima. Okwenzakala ebandleni lethu ubaba uBebe uyawazi ama procedure. Ukuthi mele senzeni ukuthi sikulungise. Angisoze ngimeke kustudio 7 ngembula amakwapa akababa uTsangirai thina esathethwa silaye sisehluleke ukuthi silandele indlela asifundisayo.
Ye, phela thina sizintathela izindaba sitshela abantu abasekeli benu sikhuluma lani ukuthi beze ukuthi kwenzakalani. Ngabe siyi-public relations, ngabe siyafihla okunye, kodwa hayi thina sikubeka nje kube sobala. Yikho nje kathesi silawe lapho uthi libe lomhlangano we-National Council obusemthethweni, kodwa umnumzana Bebe uthi ngabe kumiwe kwaqala kwakhalwa. Njalo lonke lizinkokheli so alixoxi lathi kuphela kodwa thina sithwele nje umbiko esiwunika abantu abalaleleyo kathesi ende ngempela abalalele siyababona lapha libatshela
ayikangali MID engikuthi ukuthi singuphendulile ukuthi kasi zange singukukhubuka njengendlindi nje kuze kuthiwa sesile National Council siyakwazi ubaba bebegula kukangaki sihlala sizinkosi kuma Twitter wendanda ko Facebook lawo babusandirayi ngasekho hayi uyaphila uba uthandile ngasekho hayi uyaphila sethu kuze kaningi bese sifike sesigabeni sokuthi sikaze sibuza sakulaleli ngoba sakwazi ukuthi oliqiniso yikuphi ngoba kwaningi eqamba amanga bese simele izihlobo zakobaba uthandile zisazise ngoba nxa bona besazisa yiba badiza laye so ukwenza imeeting nale sesingakwazi ukuba uzabhubha
Yebo, libambe khona pombijana sizwa kuthiwa sesilomunye yikho engutshoyo.
Tsunga so he can go.
Yeah, because, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah, sesilomunye futhi esizaxoxa laye umnomzana Ray Chotola intatha izindaba yalapha e-Studio 7 ungatsho elakho elokugcina nto ungasumzwile unkosazana Thabita Khumalo umzwile umnomzana Bebe uthi
ai engingakutsho njenge ntathele izindaba iloba kakhulu ngeze politics njengezalane sase Zimbabwe ukuthi siyayikhalela imuli kaBabuTsangirai ube ngomkhokhelo lohlonzi impela lamaphutha njengawo njengomuntu wonke njengami lawe that gave him a human face. Umlando ususalele kithi, ususalele kuwe Makhumalo, ususalele kuwe Baba uBebe, ususalele kuZulu weZimbabwe ukuthi abantu benze okuyikho ukhetho luyeza akusela isikhathi sokusele inyanga ezintathu ezine ezinhlanu.
Yes, siyabonga.
That's my last word.
Thank you, then, Tunga. I won't ask you to say something in Shona. Sekuru has got to come, but we have a caller on the line, so we'll let you go. You have everything. Thank you so much.
Very much, ladies. Please have me on again.
Thank you. Would love to.
Yes, bongi. Lukuba la ububa twalele ubhulo mpela.
Hello, Tinei.
Baza kulungisa.
Hello, Makadi.
Ai, watiri wadi Makadi kwa Mkoma. Muri kupi mi?
Nafara inyumbri kupona ndri kata Afrika kujoveke.
Ehe, tipewo pfungwa zenyu ne iri mudariroi?
Ya, ndakamba tunumuke kupinda mne iri mudariro, but ndri kujoveke kwa rwande kuti president wedu MDC wa katisia mzuru, andiki.
Ongu, ehe, saka munoona sei, munoti mimi munga, mchava rangarira sei, pane mazwiri, enyarazo ya muru kuda kupamuri, ya vachangirai kanaburi MDC.
Mimi simunhu wakafamba nemusangano kubva pawakatanga kumakore akawanda. Ndinowa ndiri munhu anorwadziwawo nekurasikirwa kwakaita nemutungamiriri wedu vachangirai. Vakafamba nemusangano zvakanaka, vaiva munhu aibatanidza vanhu vemupati, vaiva munhu aibatanidza vanhu vemunyika. Wakanga wasina kuti vanosarudza kuti iwewe wamboda kurasika kana kuti wakaita sei. Asi vaiedza kuzereredza vanhu kuti vanga vari pamwe chete. Isusu wose nehwangu semazivira andinovaita vachangirai, aiwa munhu akanga akamira nenyika yake. Makatarisa izvi fombe history yavo nemakaitsvaga takaitsvaga hedu. Tinoona kuti vakatanga kubva kuTrojan vachiita zvekuti vava kushanda zvetrade union. Vakanga vatofokasa nezvenyika up the time yavakatisiya nezuro. Chinhu chavakanga vachifamba nacho inyaya yenyika yeZimbabwe. Saka munhu akanga aine rudo rwenyika yeZimbabwe pamoyo zvekuti upi nani nani zvake angangogona anga asingade kunzwisisa kuti he is our national hero, he is our undefeated statesman. Munhu waaka anenge aine pfungwa dzake dzakangomawo, but zvazvirambwe izvi. Ndiye munhu akaita kuti vana veZimbabwe vayeuke, vazive, vamuke. Timuke tikwanise kusimuka muutongi hwedzvinyiriro hwava Mugabe, kuti vatisimuke tizoti hoo, vakuru ava vanokwanisa kutombotiwo, vanounziwo makanganisa apa. Tichimira tichiprotesta tichimhanya nawo, ndivo futi kana muchiyeuka ndivo vakatanga yaiyai national. Yeah, the first chairperson in the Constitutional Assembly. Vasati vazosiya kuenda kwavakaita kuZCTU. Saka munhu akanga achifamba haana kucheuka shure. He was unwavering. So tito tarasikirwa ende tinovechema zvino zvekuti dai Mwari atipa vamwe maleaders akafanana naye wavo kuti zvifambe zvienderere mberi.
Aiwa, tinotenda Mukoma, nekuti nhasi munhu wese ada kupinda pachirongwa. Mukoma Tinei, tina Mukoma Rachoto vari muno. Saka toti kwamuri buve nezuva rakanaka, tichimboenda tinochingamidza vaRachoto vari muno. Tiendere mberi nenhaurwa yedu yanhasi. Thank you very much. Mr. Rachoto, welcome to the program.
Oh, you're welcome, marvelous.
You come at a day where really today we are looking at the legacy of the late Richard Morgan Tsvangirai. And you've heard there from the listener who was talking and really retailing what, you know, the steps that Mr. Tsvangirai took and his political career. What's your take?
I'll start by saying that, I mean, it's quite a sad day for Zimbabwe. Mr. Tsvangirai was a very respected man by people from all walks of life. And I know people have said quite a lot during the discussion for the past 1 hour or so. I would like to probably start by looking at the processes that are going on right now and see whether some of these things are appropriate in a situation where you have lost your beloved one and people start doing the bickering and everything. Yes, I've heard a lot about the tension in the opposition party, the MDC, where there is this strong infighting. But when you look at all the leaders, you are looking at people who are highly qualified, engineers, lawyers, you know, people with PhDs, but they cannot really sit down to look at this issue seriously and give it the importance it deserves at a time when the family is mourning the death of their leader. I've been talking to so many people. Some people are saying that even the meeting that was called to sit today, the National Council and the National Executive meeting, they are saying that when they heard about the death of Tsvangirai, they should have postponed that meeting or turned it into a meeting of mourning rather than choosing the leadership, because it's very unheard of in our African culture when somebody dies and people are already talking about who is taking over before you've even buried your loved one. So there are so many words which are being put across, and I've been also been talking to Secretary General Douglas Muonzura, who had to leave the meeting because he was being threatened, people were not respecting him. He wanted to tell the meeting that the meeting was being done in a manner that is unconstitutional, but his voice was never allowed to be heard, and he had to leave the meeting. So whatever is happening right now in the MDC, I think it's going to end in the courts, because people are disputing. There is one faction under Nelson Chamisa. There is a faction under probably Mudzuri and also Thokozani Kuphe. But I see these political players having their issues resolved in a court of law, which unfortunately they should have sat down to iron out their issues and then dealt with the issue of the burial of Tsvangirai as a united front. Right now, they are going to Boera divided. And I don't think this is what Tsvangirai wanted when he was alive. He was a unifier. He united people. He wanted people to work together. But unfortunately, the way the party has behaved does not reflect what Tsvangirai had always been championed for.
Yes, and there are varying views on the who's following the constitution or not. So it's hard to say who could be doing the right thing or who could be doing the wrong thing. Everyone is saying they are constitutional, unless probably they all agree on the cultural aspect that mourning first before doing anything. But we also have on the line Tabitha Khumalo. And she's saying the meeting was constitutional, the way they held it. So what do you think?
I mean, I'm simply looking at this issue as a journalist and also as a human being. There are processes that are supposed to be followed when you are going to have such a big meeting. The question is, did they follow the processes?
You read the Constitution?
I've read this, the MDC Constitution, okay. But I don't want to interpret it as if I'm a lawyer.
No.
But, no, you know, journalists, they say that they are jacks of all trades but masters of none. But a meeting has to be called for, and the process that are supposed to be involved. And we're also talking to some of these guys when we were asking them, when we were preparing our stories as journalists, who were told that the meeting was going to be chaired by Love Momoyo, who is the national chair. And we were told that he was invited, but surprisingly today, Love Momoyo was not there. The Secretary General, Douglas Muonzura, who wanted to present a legal position and what needs to be done as far as these meetings are concerned, was not given an opportunity. So we are looking at these processes, which I think they are even going to further break the parties apart.
Yes, and before we go on, you have raised important points there. Honorable Khumalo, I'm sure you can hear what Ray Tshoto is saying here. What do you say to that?
I'm hearing him loud and clear. First and foremost, like I said, we were not aware that he was going to die.
We can start with Love Momoyo, why he wasn't there chairing the meeting?
Yes. On Tuesday at the standing committee meeting, I was about that at 10 o'clock. We all came, and our quorum should be 8. And then acting vice president Chamisa came in and then gave us apologies. One from Ogan Bebe, that he was in Turkey. One from that Momoyo, that he was given short notice. One from VP Thokozani Kuphe, she had an illness in Bulawayo. She had to rush to Bulawayo. Now, that was tabled. What are our rules of our meeting when one gives an apology? And already we had formed the quorum because there was 8 of us. And the owner, S.G. Muonzura, spoke also to Honorable Chamisa. And apparently he was going to query for a court case. And then what happened was then he came back and attended that meeting. And the only person that did not come was Honorable Mutsuri, Vice President Mutsuri. And Honorable Chamisa had a meeting with Mutsuri as well, pertaining to the same meeting. And he said he was not going to attend. And that was kept within the meeting. Thereafter, the same issues that were kept with the apologies, the misunderstandings, we then agreed. As an implementing policy, we have no power to deal with this problem. Let's take it to the people. That's when it was agreed, including the SG was there, that we are going to have an extraordinary national executive and national council meeting to go to try and go and ionize those issues. And then, 12 midnight, we get the message that the president is gone. Already, people have been told to come. Some of them have arrived in Harare, and they are waiting for the meeting. Honestly, the next move is for us as the implementing committee to go to the decision makers to say, this is what has happened, what do we do? And the decision will be made. And it was made, and before they even went to the national executive, the standing committee met. And when I was there, and they were debating the issue. There was an agreement that they came up with. Eventually, when they went to national executive, a recommendation was made. They took that recommendation, that was there, to the National Council. When they go to the National Council, some of the recommendations that were put there were then amended. That is when everything started.
Mm-hmm.
And all what I'm saying is, what is critical for us is, let's follow the footsteps of President Tsvangirai. We are children from the same family. We have differences. But the way we are trying to deal with our differences is not the way Tsvangirai would have wanted.
Honorable Khumalo, I guess that also answers the cultural aspects that they didn't know it this would happen and the meeting was already.
Regating Bokubata imuromo ipapo Honorable Khumalo, I think Mkomare manga mune something cha mamuda kufunza munogona kuvafunza directly nekuti time yedai na umira zvakanaka.
Yes.
Yeah, Honorable Khumalo imvunzwa ngwangoro ngoti izvo tasvika panguva yakadai yekuti izvo mumusha mutema. Uyezve pane makakatanwa yekuti izvo pane vanhu varikuti ndini ndinofanira kutora chigaro chababa uye arikutiwo ndinoda kutora chigaro chababa uye otiwo ndinoda kutora chigaro chababa panguva imwe cheteyo kazhinji nyaya iyoyo inombomiswa yamiswa mombodhila nenyaya yekugadzirisa zverufu and everything pakadari ipapa paizogona kuzongotorwa munhu anonzi ndiani achataura akamirira bato vese vatati ava muzvare tokozane kupe chamisa namudzuri pakadari ipapa vaibva vanzi zvinhu hamukwanise kutaura motsvaga the next person ari senior muparty ndiaizenge aitaurira akamirira party vanhu vapedza zvese vaviga baba Tsvangirai vanhu mozodaidzana mugadzirisana but kubva magara mubva maronga mubva matsvaga munhu anotsiva munhu asati afushirwa ndozvikunzi vamwe vanhu vakawanda apa mashaisa
munoti ipapo
inini mukataura naGibbs Dube. Every time I put a message with Baba Tsvangirai akashaya akandiponera, my answer is very simple. Hazvina unhu kuti ndipindure izvozvo. But sezvo ndambotaura kuti vanhu vabva kuma 12 provinces eZimbabwe yese vadzara paHarvest House. And nebongozozo iroro riripo ratakakonana kuti tigare pasi toga tigadzirise risati ratechekera kuvanhu. Vanhu kana vakutouya kuHarvest House. Vane vatono muono wavo and vatoita judgment yavo kuti zviri kuitika mukati tokufunga ndeizvi neizvi neizvi saka sezvo zvichitika kuti isusu zvinhu zvigadzirise zviri nani kuti tidai achatsiura mumwe ndeupi because isusu vakuru vacho tatechekeresa nyaya yataifa kuti gadzirise toga kuvana vadzidzi vomusangano which are the decision makers. Decision makers that decide amanji kuti ayo kana zvakadaro zviri nani tipindire tigadzirise and muchitaura kudaro patatiri kumasvingo kune petition yakanyorwa nemacouncillors iwavo enational council demanding for an extraordinary congress because vachiti imo vaneta nebongozozo iri kuitika iri vaneta nokuveringa zvinhu kumatwitter iye vasingazivi chii chiri kuitika saka kwaifanirwa kudii and ipapo muri kutaura inini futi muri kuti tine 3 months kuinda election. And ipapo 3 months muri kunyunyuta futi kuti ipapo tirinda kuelection hatizivi kuti moda kuitei vanhu emdc hamuhwikwi muri kurwa mobva ipapo mochinja mobva ti izvozvo futi mune alliance hatizivi kuti muri kuitei alliance kwacho kuratidzira kuti kuda zvinhu zvichachinja saka zvinhu izvi in 3 months time tofanira kuzvigadzirisa
Honorable Khumalo, thank you so much. I know we really put you under pressure today, but I would like to thank also our in studio guest Ray. If you just have something to say in brief, because our time is not really looking good.
And you don't go to Kwaterewe Studio 7. Tukuziza vazhinji venyu manga muchitumira ma WhatsApp messages nekutumira mashoko ekuratidza kuti marwadzikana chaizvo nekushaya kwaita vatsvangirai. Tinoti chemai murunyararo, musacheme muchirwisana. kona.
Uh-huh. We would have life to give. Apeniko Pepe, the last word, but unfortunately we have to go. Thank you to Mr. Pepe. Thank you to Tabitha Kumalo. Thank you to Dan Moyo. Thank you to Austin Moyo, our MDCT officials who joined us here. My name is Thandekile Mhlanga.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, and I would like to thank Blessing Zulu and Thungamile Khomo and Rachel Tor for having graced our program. And as we say, Chemai Murunyararo. Thank you very much. Good night.